We invite you in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time to Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick. Join her as she spreads her powerful story to shed light on the disease process from a unique perspective. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. She uses her personal experience and expertise to connect the conventional and alternative realms of medicine. Diane's goal is to spread her knowledge to bridge the gap between these two distinctly different realms of medicine. Diane says, "Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential."
And we are live. Aloha, this is Diane, Goddess Unleashed, and today I'm very excited to start this global healing series with Carrie Hummingbird. By the way, Carrie, I love your last name. And she, guys, is an international bestseller for, we went over this already and I forgot, 65 weeks, which is amazing. I need to pick her brain later and learn exactly how she did this. But I'm going to be talking today about my story in the Crappy to Happy series and bring her in so she can share her powerful truth and how she became a soul guide. Carrie, will you introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So the book we're talking about is The Second Wave, Transcending the Human Drama, and I channeled it from White Eagle. And so this is the one that's been on for 65 weeks on Amazon as an international bestseller.
That is amazing. And how did you get into this whole soul guide practice?
The way most people do, through trauma, through, you know, the falling apart of your life and everything you built up that you thought was going to be awesome, and then it all falls apart somehow, usually from your own doing that you can't stop for some reason. So that's pretty much what happened to me. I left 9 years ago, a 20-year relationship, and I also walked away from psychotherapy for most of my life. I'd been in weekly psychotherapy, trying to fix myself. And it just wasn't getting any better. So I needed to leave. I needed a change of scenery and a change of strategy. And so in that falling apart of so much effort and time and dedication, I basically found a new way. I was led to yoga first and had a spiritual mentor there. And then I basically stumbled into this conversation about shaman healers. And that's when I had an internet search and I said, "Shaman in Austin, I want to find out if there's a shaman in Austin that I can talk to." So I found one and I got my first healing and everything started to change from there. And not only that, but I got so inspired by the experience of a healing and just like my connection to my soul, this invisible support all around me, it was powerful. So I said, whatever that is, after 20 years of freaking struggling in psychotherapy sessions, I feel better in 45 minutes. I'm going to do that. So I became that.
That's awesome. On this journey, I've actually interviewed a few people that have followed that path, and I had never heard about shamanism before because I come from conventional nursing, conventional medicine, and my podcast is really about merging those two worlds and helping people realize that as an advocate for yourself, you can find your healing, and sometimes it means going outside of the box, which is what ended up happening with me as well. So in my Crappy to Happy story, which we'll talk about later, there were also trauma things and things that kept holding me back, and I kept falling apart and having to pick up the pieces. And it's a beautiful story about how is it that I can make difficult phone calls now in the middle of COVID-19 because I found ways to help me align myself, to balance myself, to feel more calm before I enter those uncomfortable situations. And before I actually say my story, because one of my coaches used to tell me this all the time, what are you going to do now not to do you? Because doing me meant falling apart. Being me meant letting others overwhelm me, letting conversations, confrontations stop me from helping people, stop me from my mission. And this is really a mission about global healing and bringing healing to the world. So I actually met Shyla Ray this past week, and she's an amazing singer. And her song, actually, Surrender, it taught me how to surrender. It's called Existence. And I had been told by several coaches, you need to surrender. And I was like, I don't know what the heck it means to surrender. I'm trying to let go, but I am this type A personality that can't let go. And once I finally heard that song and I was basically in a really sad place and ready to cry was when I surrendered. Mm-hmm. And after I heard that song, when I met her, I heard this other song. And she has this song called The Blood Song. And it is about our feminine sacredness. And obviously, because I had trauma, I never found my feminine blood sacred. I never found it as something that I should nurture and love. And eventually it ended up that my chronic illness led me into a path where I had to have a hysterectomy. So finding this song after finding myself was so powerful. So I'm going to step away a little bit and actually play this song, do a little dance, as I send blessings to all the women out there, all the children that have been hurt or abused, all the children with special needs that feel like they don't have a voice. And some of them don't actually have a voice. They can't speak for themselves. They can't express how they feel or what's happened to them in their life. And then I will share my story. But first, I need to dance.
Thanks each and every day. For our song and sacred praise. God and I will give so great.
The wind.
I will give them, give it away. Back to the ground it shall be made. They'll be alive and lost at sea. Either way, I let it flow intentionally, and I celebrate my blood today. We, the moons, we wax and wane. We live together, feeling the same. I am proud of my body, I am not ashamed. And my God is still a sacredness of the woman within me. My blood is a sacrifice of what could be, baby. Young girl, don't know what her body is saying. Spend energy, not healing, but praying. For blood to go away, for the curse to fade. If only she knew the secret she could embrace it. Mother sure never told me how beautiful it is. And the mother only loved herself. You know this. I have come to accept it all. I have come to be grateful. This is not something that we must hide. We were born to be inspired, being alive. I celebrate my blood tonight. Tonight you'll be with your shining light. Illuminate your soul, not to set us all. Gather our sisters in, hear the call. Can you hear the call? Give it all back to the earth. back to the earth, mother. I give it all back to the earth. I give it all back to the earth. I give it all back to the earth, mother. I give it all back to the earth. I give it all.
That was my blessing for our gift of being a woman and embracing that we were given this gift because we're here to share love and peace to the world. And that is where this podcast is going.
That was so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. And I hope it looked good, okay, over there, because I was a little nervous, so my legs were shaking. Never done that on camera, actually.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. That is something I usually hide and do inside my house.
So you were courageously dancing for us, and it was beautiful, very graceful.
Thank you. Thank you. So let us know a little bit more about your book, because I'm intrigued. Now I want to read it.
So, well, this book is about the second wave, and it's not the second wave of COVID, although COVID has something to do with it, in the way that it's cracking us open. So the second wave is about the second wave of volunteers to the planet for human consciousness ascension. So humanity has been locked in patterns of suffering and low vibratory patterns for thousands of years now. And we're ascending out of that band wave of consciousness into the next octave. And so in order to facilitate that transition, it requires some souls with some experience in order to reprogram the human consciousness from the inside out in real time, in one lifetime. So that's the second wave. And so, you know, we come into our family lineage, we embody all the patterns of the ancestry for the last thousands of years. All those patterns show up in our family dynamic. They all show up in our life, in our body. And as we do our personal work driven, because all the second wave people are driven to do personal work, to heal, then we find the pathway to healing for ourselves. And then as we heal ourselves, we heal seven generations forward and back. And so it's a little bit of a thankless task when you're in the middle of it and you don't have the visibility that this has been happening. But now that we have the visibility, we can look back on our life and say, oh, that was an act of service for the collective.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen it on my journey, but until now that I actually surrendered, I wasn't really open to seeing what was happening around me. So a lot of things have transpired this week. There was a lot of conversations that I had to have before I could even go live on this show. And as those things evolved, I noticed little things happening in people around me and really became aware of that connection. So let me go in and read you a little piece of my book, my little section in this book. So it talks about me making that call, and it's really talking about making that COVID-19 call, you know, when someone has a positive result. But haven't you ever had to make a difficult call that was gut-wrenching and you didn't want to dial that number? That's what this is about. But the call I am about to make is a difficult one. I close my eyes again and exercise my voice in song. Music flows through my body as it sways to the beat. I smile at myself in the mirror, sealing the silly shifts my vibrations, facial expressions, and emotions make. The music surrounds me as I wait for the song to end. My energetic vocal release takes my stress away and completes the shift. I use music and dance to reconnect to my Kundalini energy and empower my voice. My own health crisis began during a highly stressful time in my life. Quickly realizing prescriptions, surgeries, and conventional medicine would not be my solution, I left my knowledge and expertise in traditional nursing and behind and began a journey forward into the realm of alternative healing. I knew my illness had an underlying cause. My goal was to find it. Like other people I have heard or read about, I also possess unique gifts that remain unacknowledged until close friends and colleagues opened my eyes to them. My health issues had two roots. One was physical, while the other was emotional. Plagued by issues in my tissues and debilitating pain, I worked hard to find the nutrients, stress relief, exercise, and meditation to get me on track. A variety of strategies combined to make a quick stress-fighting routine that included hypnosis, meditations, affirmations, stretching, deep breathing, singing, vocalizing, and dancing. By deeply connecting with my body and following its natural flow through movements, tension, and pain, emotions are released from my tissues. Now, the most important part of this book, which is why I hadn't gone live to share my story yet, was the part about forgiveness. So I go into a little portion about how I forgave for my child abuse and my trauma in my past, something that I had not spoken to very many people in my family about. And it's something that I had to do in order to move forward. And after I did that, it was just brought so much clarity. And I realized that I had actually surrendered, because now things were just flowing to me as opposed to me going after them and falling apart. So I talk about how I forgave those that hurt me in my childhood at a spiritual retreat. And at that retreat, it was the most powerful moment in time. We were dark in this room. I was staring into the left eye of a stranger. And if you've never tried that, stare into the left eye of a stranger and you will connect. And do it with someone that you love, and you're going to feel so many emotions, and it's so powerful. And this was an absolute stranger. And the music and looking into her eye in that moment, I felt tears coming upon me. I cried, I forgave, and I let it go. But it took me that was November of last year. It took me almost a year to be able to actually share my story, because there still had to be some things I had to surrender to. So thank you for being part of this with me. You do have also a very powerful story that we talked about the last time we just conversed. And if you want to share that story, I think it's so powerful for us to share our trauma to really help support other people realize that they are not alone on this journey.
Yeah, so I was always spending my life feeling like there was something wrong with me that was making other people upset or uncomfortable. And that was sort of a message I got, you know, that there was something wrong with me. And that was from an early age. And that just kind of went on. So when I turned 15 and all of my sexual energy started coming out, that was the first unleashing of this wounded shadow within me. And I didn't really know what to do with it, except I did have some suicidal tendencies at that time. And so I got in with a psychiatrist who started labeling me, right? Like the labels began, like you're manic depressive, you might be bipolar, but you know, I'm not going to put that on your record kind of thing. And then, so I was in this psychotherapy feeling like, well, I have to go to psychotherapy. Otherwise things will just get crazy in my life. So this went on for a long time. And I was having a lot of struggles in my relationships, you know, very up, very down. Things would be great for a while, and then they'd be like devastatingly wrong. And this went on for a decade in my life. Then at 30, I got pregnant with my first child, which was such a blessing. I wanted this baby. I was so excited. And the whole time carrying the baby, I was excited. I was like, this is going to be great. I'm so excited to be a mother. I'm like really excited to have this opportunity. And then the baby came, and what I didn't expect was that birthing this baby and all the love I would feel for this child would actually stir up really deep shadows inside of me that were unhealed from my own childhood and my own birth. And there weren't really tools to get me deep enough to process that through traditional psychotherapy. Because I'm 51 now, so, you know, that was 20 years ago, 20 some odd years ago. And the only option was go to your psychotherapist, take a pill, stop feeling. So that was what I did. They told me to, you know, take this pill, stop feeling. So I did that for 20 years. And that didn't work either, because you're not feeling anything, disconnected, you know. And then, of course, distracting on top of it, drinking wine and all of that, you know, to just kind of keep distracting and numbing and not feeling the pain. And how many vacations do you need a year in order to feel good when you're like that? A lot. You know, everything has to be like this fun party at night, even, you know, every night. So that hit rock bottom. So what happened when that happened was I got a diagnosis, because I was really acting out. A lot of people do this, right? They have adultery and things like that because it starts to get so painful that you need anything to feel good. And so seduction is one of those things that fills that hole, like that, you know, that really unfulfilled feeling. So I did all that too. And my diagnosis then got up, you know, so now it's borderline personality disorder. And so I felt terrible about myself. I mean, on the one hand, I'm glad to know what it was. But on the other hand, like, this isn't really helping me to give me a label, a negative label to identify myself with. And then I'm going to have a support group and stay in that conversation, like a 12-step program the rest of my life, stay stuck in that. So what happened was I walked down on the whole thing. I said, you know what, I'm out of here. I'm out of psychotherapy. I'm out of this marriage. There's another way. My soul is calling me forth. I don't even know what that is at this time, but I'm saying yes to it. And what I ended up finding was that shamanic healing. And what I discovered is that when we go through childhood trauma, abuse, neglect, abandonment, all of those things, even if it's like you're a little child in a bedroom and you're safe, but in the other part of the house, your mother is getting beaten by this man and you can hear it. That's not safe. That's still not safe. And I witnessed a lot of violence, 0 to 5 in my life, that impacted the way my brain was formed, that impacted how I view things, what I think is safe, what I think is not safe. And all of that got tucked away deep in the recesses of my brain. And then when I got into a space where I had major initiations in my life, like puberty or birthing a baby, these initiation points, all that stuff just went, you know, like a volcano comes out. So I learned a lot about human psychology with myself as an example. And what I know now is that traditional psychotherapy, talk therapy, is helpful for the brain to process what's going on, you know, cognitively, but it doesn't go deep enough. You got to go to the body. You got to go to the spirit. You have to go to the subconscious. And that requires all the tools we see out there in the market today, hypnosis, NLP, shamanic healing, energy healing, emotion code, body work, you know, somatic healing. Like, all of that is the answer. And reconnecting us to our bodies, to our hearts, to our child, our inner child, and doing healing with our inner child. And really creating a healed parent, a mother figure and a father figure within our consciousness, so we can hold ourselves and not be codependent on people that may or may not be able to provide that support. So that's pretty much been the journey I've been on. And it's miraculous in some ways, because, you know, but also in other ways, I think it's only miraculous because we don't understand what human beings are capable of in the current paradigm. We're starting to understand it. But we're really tapping into the magic of the human spirit and how we can choose to heal, and we'll find a way when we're committed to it. And when we're not committed to it, we'll be happy spending, you know, 50 years on a psychotherapy couch, telling the same story in a new variation, taking our pills, and losing everything that matters, walking away from even a relationship with your own child because you don't want to look at yourself, hear difficult things, and transform. That's the choice we all have, each one of us.
Wow, that was really powerful and so true that we have to find a way to treat the whole person. And sometimes it's a combination. It might not be just one healer. You might need a few healers. I know my journey took me through a bunch of different coaches, combining a bunch of different things, and I'm the one that figured it out for myself. So everyone has their path, and it's important for us to go find that truth within us and heal that inner child and find that mother and father figure within ourselves so that we can move forward. We're going to take a little break and be right back. This is Diane Vick. Aloha.
Get empowered with Goddess Unleashed, Diane Vick. Every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Diane's powerful perspective inspires transformation by tapping into the body's natural healing potential. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist, and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. Tune in weekly for enlightening ways to find your own unique wellness. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book, have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, "Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network." For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Hi, this is Diane Vick. Did you know that your medical history doesn't have to be your fate? I can tell you more on a free discovery call. I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. Schedule your free discovery call today and see what I have to offer. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Diane Vick from Diane's Wellness. Are you sick of the overwhelming stress and anxiety, or maybe your severe digestive issues and you're looking for a way out? I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their overwhelming symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. It's pretty simple to reach me. All you have to do is schedule a free discovery call. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Schedule your free call today. See you soon.
So what is crappy to happy? First of all, I'm Diane Vick. I'm a registered nurse, an author, a professor, and I've suffered much pain and heartache with my physical symptoms of my disability and my chronic illness. And I created this class, Crappy to Happy, because I wanted to support frontline workers, policemen, firefighters, nurses, doctors that are still at those front lines dealing with patients and clients that have COVID-19. And they are experiencing extra stress because now they're exposing themselves to this virus and also their family and loved ones. But what I have learned in my 7-year journey of chronic pain and illness and autoimmune disease is there are ways to calm your nervous system and boost your immune system that can be easy and effortless. And of course, it's not going to take you 7 years like it did me. So I'm here to guide you in this short program to give you some simple strategies that you can help relax and calm your nervous system during times of stress like this COVID-19 pandemic.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Aloha and welcome back. This is Diane Vick, Goddess Unleashed, and today we are interviewed Carrie Hummingbird, and she was sharing her powerful story about trauma and how she found that psychotherapy alone was not going to set her free, and she found healing in other modalities. And it is so important for us to really go and advocate for ourselves and advocate for our children if they're having struggles with emotions or even with symptoms, because my physical symptoms started as a little girl, and my parents back then weren't aware. I had tons of allergies. I was always at the doctor. I had tons of stomach aches, progressed into becoming an adult with a full-blown health crisis and ending up writing a book called The Truth About IBS and Anxiety because that was my worst symptom. And I ended up having tons of surgeries and stuff, and all of it stemmed from mindset and trauma. And until I worked on the mindset and finally worked towards being able to speak my truth and say that I was hurt and abused when I was a little girl, then I wasn't ready to really heal. And the symptoms would keep coming back. What kind of symptoms did you have physically?
My symptoms were mostly emotional and reactionary, sexual promiscuity, alcohol addiction, definitely dallied with, you know, marijuana and things like that, and felt like an endless need for validation. That was mostly what it was. It was like I was addicted to pleasing other people in order to get validated, because I never really felt deeply validated. And I didn't ever really feel seen or heard, because that wasn't really allowed. You know, like anytime I would express myself with something that challenged my mom in particular, what would happen is I would either get in trouble, like yelled at profusely and sent to my room, or I would be told, well, you can go to the bathroom mirror and talk about that to yourself in the bathroom mirror. So I got really good at coaching myself in the bathroom mirror and making up my own reality, right? So I now know that that's a very dangerous thing to do, you know, is to let a child coach themselves in front of the mirror without guidance about, you know, how to interact with other people. One of the biggest challenges I've had is learning how to interact with other people, because I was always kind of, I was in an adult household, and I was the only child, even though my stepdad had three other children. One of them passed away early, but two other children, they weren't in the house with us. So I didn't have that opportunity to really get the lesson around how you negotiate and how you work with others and how you find out perspective. I've had to learn all of that, you know, so especially when you're just told, like, go to the bathroom mirror and talk about it. Now, on the flip side, I can look at myself in the mirror. I can talk to myself. And a lot of people, I found out since I've been sharing this story, they don't feel comfortable looking in the mirror at themselves, actually. Like, it's really hard for them to look in the mirror at themselves. So it's a con and it's a pro at the same time. And that's kind of how all these things are so paradoxical. We have this way that we're trained to be, and it has certain advantages, but it also has certain weaknesses. So we're all trying to learn the piece that we didn't get and perfect the one that we got and put it to a good use. So I think we're just, I think it's at this point is a grand setup for us to learn from each other, you know, what we learned and learn the thing that the other person learned. Because That's one of my big things that I tell people. I was like, I just don't understand. I don't understand why people lie. Like, I don't understand why people do these things. And that's mostly because I never had, like, anybody willing to just sit with me and work through the conversation to the other side, right? There was always, like, this just angry reaction, you know, and then just, like, a disconnect rather than being able to sit through the emotional discomfort to the other side of the conversation. I don't think I'm alone in that. I think a lot of us have had that sort of disconnect when it gets difficult and not knowing how to move through it to the other side where we understand each other. I love that you brought up the left eye to left eye, because that's one way to do it without words.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge tool. Sometimes it's scary to use it because I have been scared to use it, but I'm that kind of person that would shut down in confrontation. Someone starts screaming at me, I get reprimanded at work, I shut down. I fall apart, that's it. I messed up again, it's all my fault, because I was programmed that way. I was programmed to think that what happened to me was my fault, that I was hopeless, that I was helpless, that I didn't have a voice. And I was just set up to continue this pattern with every single relationship, every work relationship, every, you know, I've only been with one person. I'm married to my husband, and thankfully he's been with me this whole journey. But it was not easy to understand that I had to go outside of the box and realize that we are multi-dimensional, that we have so many different things, so multi-sensory. There's so many different things that we have to heal. And unless we treat a person as a whole and find the strategies that work for the individual, then we're really not making a difference. But once we start healing one person in the family, you start to see the changes happening around them, which I love that that's what your book is about, because now I got to read it.
Yeah, and the new book is called Love is Fierce, Healing the Mother Wound, because like you were talking about how you were conditioned to not speak your voice, right, to suppress yourself and to suppress emotions. That is part of the mother wound. That's part of denying the power of emotional energy, suppressing it, and trying to limit women's voices. You know, that's thousands of years of patriarchal conditioning. So when I say that we are the last daughters of the patriarchy, what I'm really saying is that we're in the middle of the transition, and many of us, the last daughters in our families of the patriarchy, as we move right now in the next few months into the age of Aquarius, where we reawaken the matriarchy, now we are in that transition point. So yeah, we've had a hell of a time because we're designed for the matriarchy that's expanding in front of us, but we've had to sort of endure the darkest, bitterest, dark pole of the patriarchy in our lifetimes. It's been painful.
It has. It's been a journey for me. I know all the people that I've interviewed have had a painful journey. So if your story is in this book, it's because you had a crappy experience, something that you had to learn from, that you had to evolve into being able to be someone that can support others in some way, whether you're a coach or you're helping them with social media, or there's so many different people in this book, but that's what it's about. It's about finding your own way so then you can help other people find their way.
Yeah, because it's not a problem that it happened. Like, the challenges are not the problem. It's how we face the challenges. Because there's kind of like power in the shadow work. There's a lot of gold that you can gain from moving through the shadows and finding your own path to back to love for yourself. There's huge power in that. And I just encourage anybody who's had these struggles or maybe in the middle of these struggles to realize that your soul is not giving you more than you can handle, even though it feels overwhelming and really painful. Your soul is not giving you more than you can handle. And that's where the second wave comes in, because very likely if you've had that experience and it's in this time frame, you're part of the second wave. So you came here for this mastery lesson. You came here for this challenge because you're capable of it. And that way, you know, think of it, eternal beings would get bored if everything was just handed to you. You know? So it's this is like the PhD level course in finding your way back to love.
And it totally is a journey of learning. I mean, I've been through so many careers on this path to figure out who I was. I started as a special ed teacher because I was a kid that had special needs. You know, I had worked through learning disabilities and thought that I wasn't good enough, wasn't smart enough, was bullied, like, and all of it took me through different learning journeys until eventually I left completely from that conventional realm into that alternative to find what really works. And thank you for being part of it. I think it's amazing that we are all the healers that I've interviewed are all aligned in this path that, you know, we have to find ways that can support people and teach them through our experiences.
Yeah, and for each person to realize that they have a unique thumbprint of a life. You know, that's why we're given thumbprints, you know, is because we have a unique life experience, not like anybody else's. So there could be some common points of reference, but really it's your own path. So this whole like institutionalized idea that everybody's going to understand God or spirit exactly the same way is being dismantled right now. It's not true. We're each having a unique experience that we can have points of commonality with other people. But that's why there's not like a set it and forget it, or there's one right path, or just do this, this, and this, and it'll work for you. No, you're going to get a piece from Diane that says yes. You'll get a piece from me that says, okay, yeah, that piece feels right. You'll get a piece from someone else that says, that piece feels right. It's your journey. It's your puzzle. And maybe we have a piece of it for you, and maybe not. Maybe you're going to bushwhack and find your own. So just be up for the adventure.
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes those pieces, you don't even realize it when they're happening in the moment. Because I've been through so many coaches, and over this past 2 weeks, like phrases that they used to tell me back years ago will pop into my head. And one of them was 2 years ago. So it was the first person that actually found that I had a story that needed to be told. And she told me, you need to fill up your cup. And I still say that to this day. Her name is Lily B. And she told me, you need to fill up your cup in order to be able to help people. Because I was never filling up my cup. I was taking care of the world, taking care of my family, all my patients in the hospital, and not taking care of me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a big trap that people fall into in the second wave, particularly, because there's something deep inside of you that knows you're here to help. And you want to fulfill that purpose because it's so strong. It's like, oh, I'm here to help. I need to find my purpose. I need to do this. I need to do it now. And especially the last few years has been a sense of urgency. Like, time is now. The time is now. You might have heard those or felt that. So that's also something to realize is that in order to give, you do have to fill up your own cup. The more you spend time investing in your inner space, clearing out, acknowledging, being with the inner children. Like, I just had a huge ceremony last night, personal ceremony, just being with all the aspects of me that feel really sad about the state of the relationship with my mother. I feel super sad about that. And it's beyond my power to control that. So just being with all of those child selves within me that feel so sad, and being that nurturing, caring, loving presence for myself. And I had a huge release, and I grieved, and I cried, and I comforted. And today I feel so much more able to be present for others because I was present with myself. So we can't skip over that part. In our rush to help others, the first step is yourself.
That is essential and so true. And that's basically, I was on vacation all week. I was filling up my cup and letting go and preparing to speak to my family and get ready for the show, because in order to give back, I needed to fill up my cup. We have about 12 minutes left. And I know you have a special gift that you wanted to share with us. And I've never done this, so I'm excited. Do you think we have enough time in the 12 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. So we're going to open sacred space. This is the first thing I teach people, because life is pretty challenging without love. You get through all those hurdles without love, it's hard, right?
It's like very
climbing a mountain with like Atlas, you know, the whole world on your back. So this is opening sacred space, and this is indigenous cultures around the world understand that the four directions are conscious beings on an earthly plane that help us navigate our life if we choose to allow them to. They're not just directions on a map. Okay, so we're going to call them in, and I just encourage you to close your eyes and just feel inside of yourself. You know, if you notice anything as we start to open sacred space. So you welcome the winds of the south to hold us in so much love and safety and presence in our bodies. Help us to feel ourselves, every single inch. Help us to feel our heart, our skin, our toes, our hips, our bellies. Help us to feel our throats and our mind, our inner vision. Help us to be very present with the love that we are and the love that surrounds us in a tangible way, feeling the presence of the South. We thank you, South, for this loving support. We welcome the winds of the West, Otorongo Jaguar, protect this medicine space. Show us the way beyond fear, the way beyond death, the way over the rainbow bridge to where our dreams manifest. We welcome the West to help us to let go of all that doesn't serve with ease and grace so that we can expand our capacity for something new and beneficial to be received. We welcome the wisdom and discernment of the West. What should stay? What should go? What's beneficial? What no longer serves? So we welcome this as we walk through our day today, winds of the West. We welcome the winds of the North, place of Sewerkente Hummingbird. Teach us your faith and determination to make that impossible journey outside of time to a new destiny. We welcome the North to help us to know who we really are in truth, our true vibration, our true self, our essential self, feeling it deep inside. We welcome our ancestors for support. Help us to become aware of where we're tripping ourselves up. Help us release ancestral karma and patterns that don't serve us. And cheer us on. Support us. Let us know you're here, watching and supporting and guiding. We welcome the North. And I welcome all the medicine people that support me in my journey, the ancestors beyond the veil, the wisdom keepers, to be present. I welcome the winds of the East, Eagle Condor, flying so high with the Great Spirit. Help us to fly high as well. Welcome you into the East to help me to step into that void of not knowing the potential, the quantum space where all dreams are born and manifested into the world. Help us to be responsible with our manifestations for ourselves, for our families and communities. Help us to be very responsible and clear with what we're creating with our thoughts, our words, and our feelings. We welcome you into the East. We welcome Pachamama, Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, Divine Mother. Thank you for these beautiful, healthy, strong bodies. We know that we are made of you. We are made of Earth. We are spirit combining with Earth consciousness for a physical experience. Thank you for guiding us always inside our very bodies. Thank you for all the support of all the allies you've gifted us. We welcome the mountain spirits, those ancient wise beings, been on the earth for eons. We welcome the mountain spirit of El Sangate in Peru, mountain spirit of Kermado in Mexico and the Himalayas, Mount Shasta, and all over the world. We welcome the tree nations for the grounded wisdom and the air reciprocity. We welcome the rocks, the stones, and the crystals for all your support. We welcome the animal allies, bear, white buffalo, jaguar, fox, wolf, all the allies that show up for you in your daily life. May you notice their presence now. May you see them there for you. We welcome the bird allies, owl and hawk and eagle, condor and vulture and Sihuahuinte hummingbird, all the birds. We welcome your bigger vision, your eyes, your big picture, your gifts of clearing. We welcome owl. We welcome the elements, the earth, the water, the fire, the air. We are made of all of you. We welcome the oceans, and the dolphins, and the whale, the river, the fish. We welcome all of life on the planet. And mariposa, butterfly, for transformation. We welcome Father Sky. We welcome the sun, the moon, Mauna Kea, the star nations, all those billions of stars and all those conscious beings of light. We welcome the support for our earthly adventure. And we welcome the great spirit, God, source, creator, Yahweh, Allah, all that is, the presence, the divine mother, the consciousness, the universe, whatever word we use, it's all the same thing. We welcome this presence that's in everything that is, including you and me. And we say thank you for this life experience. May we receive synchronicity, connections and guidances today to move through our current life question, life challenge, inquiry with grace and ease, and to evoke even a sense of awe at the divine orchestration that happens behind the scenes in every single moment for our evolution. And so be it.
That was beautiful. I don't know if you can see my hair moving and the trees moving, but the winds were going crazy over here. I could feel it all over.
Yeah.
That was so amazing. Thank you.
That's what I do every morning. That's how I start my day.
That is beautiful. I mean, I start my days with meditation too, but I've never experienced one quite like that. So it was really great to share it and to have it on my podcast. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
We have a few minutes left. So is there any other words of wisdom that you want to share before we close off?
Well, I just want to encourage everybody to be courageous, to speak your truth, to have those courageous conversations from an open heart, a vulnerable space. And don't expect things to work out the way you want them to on the outside, but pay attention to the changes that happen on the inside as you follow the guidance given by your spirit, your soul, your higher power. It all will work out in the end, and you got to take the steps. So that's my guidance. And if everyone liked that meditation, I do offer a free oracle game that people can learn about these allies that we have for our life journey and how we can get support from them. And you can download all the sheets and everything at KerriHummingbird.com. It's K-E-R-R-I, hummingbird.com/play. And that's the Love Mastery game. It's a fun game. And you can get a little 12-sided dice and roll the dice, which is kind of like living life, right? Rolling the dice.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen.
That sounds like fun. I'm going to have to check it out. I saw you have a ton of books. So I got to go back to your website and see all of these amazing things. I'm so glad that you were able to join me for the first of this mission that I have to really bring love and healing to the world. I actually also created a GoFundMe. So anyone that is watching this live or listening to my podcast, I do invite you to donate. My goal is to bring healers, for us to unite and to help children that have been abused, to help children with special needs. And if we can create meditations and support them by teaching them strategies that help calm them and bring some peace of mind to them, then that would mean I would have met my mission. So I do invite you to donate. And thank you, Kerri, for joining me for this first episode. I'm excited to be on your show, too. So once we have that all set up, then I will definitely share that with my followers. This is Diane Vick. It was a great episode. Thank you for joining me. Aloha.
Be sure to connect with Goddess Unleashed Diane next time, as each episode offers a unique synergy of conventional and alternative modalities to empower personal transformation. Diane empowers individuals to find their own unique wellness by looking outside of the box. Her inspirational message resonates throughout her show to shed light on the power of the mind in the healing process. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential. Take advantage of Diane's services at DianeVick.com. That's DianeVich.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.